Good afternoon. Welcome to Agriculture Today. As we're on the go today from the Red River Watershed Management Board, their joint conference with the Flood Damage Reduction Working Group, this meeting underway in Moorhead. We've got a whole lot to learn in this half hour ahead, but first, let's get an update on markets. Randy Conan standing by. Thanks so much, Randy. Once again, we are at the Red River Watershed Management Board and the Flood Damage Reduction Working Group 25th Annual Conference. Executive Director Rob Sipp with us from the Water Management Board. 25 years, that's an accomplishment in itself.
Yes, it is. We're very happy to be here at our 25th anniversary of this event. We've got a really good group today, about 85, 90 people. We've got a lot of great topics. We're doing quite a bit on project updates regarding some of the flood projects we're working on, and we've been hearing about legislative updates and technical issues and so forth, so it's been good.
Speaking of legislative updates, we're in the early part of this session, and obviously a lot of work you're doing on what's happening in St. Paul. What's kind of your take on where we're sitting right now?
Well, the big thing is we are requesting $57 million in bonding dollars for flood hazard mitigation. So we know we have a little bit of the session to go yet. The session wraps up here in May, and more than likely the real discussions probably won't happen till later in May. And so if we get some of those dollars to get these projects done, we could get about 100,000 acres feet of new water storage on the ground.
What kind of projects are we talking about, Rob?
So we're talking about city flood damage reduction projects and then some large-scale flood impoundments. So a good variety of projects going, and they're kind of scattered all throughout the Red River Valley.
We're obviously always looking at costs. Inflation certainly doesn't help when we're taking a look at what's happening, rising costs with all these type of projects.
Right, yeah, the last 2 years were not friendly with inflation. A couple of years ago it was about 9%. Last year over 12%, and they say it's a little bit lower this year, but it doesn't feel like it. So those project costs are still up there, unfortunately.
I'm curious, very little chance of much flooding, significant flooding this year in the valley. Does that impact your discussion when you're in St. Paul and talking to lawmakers?
Yeah, it sure can. I mean, what's fresh on their minds is, no flood this year, and then there was a lot of money allocated for flood hazard mitigation last year. So a little bit more challenging this year.
Our memory gets short. We got to realize these are long-term type of infrastructure projects.
Yeah, exactly. And with flood infrastructure, sometimes it's the forgotten infrastructure. And these projects can take like 20 years from beginning to end.
Well, it's very important work that's happening here. Again, it is the Red River Watershed Management Board and the Flood Damage Reduction Working Group. Their 25th annual conference underway in Moorhead. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.